RadioArchives.com presents Kingdom of Blue Corpses, the 21st adventure of Secret Agent X by Paul Chadwick, writing as Brant House, read by Milton Bagby. His true face unknown, his identity buried in a secret government file, Secret Agent X came back from the dead to take on the evil extortionist and sinister sadist who prey on innocent Americans. A master of disguise who carries a non-lethal gas gun, X the Unknown is backed by a cabal of wealthy citizens and is answerable only to the shadowy K-9. Operating out of the supposedly haunted Montgomery Mansion, Secret Agent X ventures forth in a bewildering array of false identities to infiltrate the darkest underbelly of the underworld and destroy it from within. The only clue to his true identity is his haunting whistle. And now, Secret Agent X's thrilling adventure, Kingdom of Blue Corpses. Chapter 1. Emissaries of Evil. The night wind whipped back along the streamlined nose of the roadster. It swept against the slanted windshield wings and lashed the taut, muscled face behind the wheel. It snatched the droning words from the dash radio and hurled them into the night. That radio was tuned to the police broadcast, but the roadster was not a police car. The driver carried credentials that identified him as A.J. Martin, Associated Press, but he was not a newspaperman. And those eyes of his peering into the night gave lie to the youthful, reckless face. Those eyes had seen too much of the world's viciousness and too little of its gaiety. Eyes not good to look into. The eyes of Secret Agent X. His black-gloved hand flicked to the radio. The droning voice came louder, filling the car, swallowing the angry roar of the lash night air. The voice said, "Watch all roads. Stop all cars. Pick up Private Detective Greb. Code 9. Pick up Private Detective Greb. Believed to be in Section 6. Secret Agent X killed the radio. Sea-tanged night wind again tore the hurtling car. The speedometer needle climbed higher on its glowing dial. Police headquarters wanted Private Detective Greb, and so did Secret Agent X. Code 9 meant murder. Section 6 was this particular stretch of Long Island's desolate South Shore. The speedometer needle swung higher, higher. Now, just one black-gloved hand piloted the rocketing car. The other hand plucked a grained leather cigar case from an inside pocket. By a sense of touch, Agent X opened the case on the cushion beside him. Those glittering eyes of his could not risk a moment's respite from the writhing road ahead. The fingers of his free hand seemed to caress the open cigar case. It was a minute radio-telegraphic transmission and receiving set. X tapped out a code key, waited, and repeated the call. He was signaling the Harvey Bates organization, the larger of his two groups of intelligence workers. X canted his head, presently caught the faint buzzing of Bates' contact signal. He eased foot pressure on the accelerator to lessen the wind roar. Then, with lightning-fast key pounding, he tapped out the message. "What does T.S. report? On Greb. Standing by." On, into the night, twin headlights lancing ahead, like the feelers of some planetary monster, the roadster swept along the South Shore Road. The T.S. that Agent X had mentioned was Timothy Scallet, spy in headquarters, who gave Bates up-to-the-minute information on police activities. Finally, the Bates reply buzzed from the tiny telegraphic set. It said, "Inspector Burks and Detective Sergeant Mellor have located Greb. They are on South Shore Road, Section 6, closing in on Greb." X tapped out his signing-off signal, replaced the cigar case in his pocket, and settled down to driving. The agent wondered how Inspector Burks had located Private Detective Greb's hiding place, for it was only within the hour that X had learned of it. He had been informed by Jim Hobart, who headed the Hobart Agency, X's second group of intelligence workers. And now, as in past cases, X was to be hampered by his greatest nemesis, Inspector Burks. X glanced at the clock on the dash, checked the mileage, and slowly took pressure from the accelerator. A moment later, he killed the headlamps and dashlight. The dark driving was not a task, for the moon and stars bathed the South Shore in a ghostly silver. Suddenly, X swerved from the road.